We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That just means there's...
They snap it. They're going for it. They flood it right. Caught. Tyreek Hill stays in bounds. The same play that they closed the game at against New Orleans. They do it to Cleveland. And Chad Henne out of the bullpen. Incredible job on a 3rd-and-14 scramble for 15. They called 13.5. Comes back on a roll to the right side, deking Cleveland into thinking they were going to run the clock. And they find Tyreek Hill on the right flat. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to advance in the AFC playoffs.
Darn straight they are. Mitch Holthus, 106.5 The Wolf and the Chiefs Radio Network on the clinching. Chad Henne is the closer.
How about that? My goodness, Chad Henne yesterday. Talk about putting it all out on the line. Chad Henne, congratulations, my friend. You just became a folk hero in Kansas City. With the way you did that 3rd-and-15 run or 3rd-and-14 run and get, I wrote in my notes 13.9 yards because boy was he close to that first down.
I mean, I know the quarterback goes down rules are differently, but I'm still not sure he didn't make that run. But.
You know, there was a bunch of different angles they were showing during the game, Josh, and you were there on the sidelines, obviously, for the official broadcast of the Chiefs, 106.5 The Wolf, with the two other guys that you heard there, Mitch and Dane, and I
believe
is his name,
I was sneaking a look at the CBS monitor when I could.
Well,
so,
you should, absolutely. Yeah,
I thought he had it.
It looked like he did.
It was like, I mean, what did you count down first? Like elbow, head,
yes,
knee?
Correct.
I'm like, the ball looked like it was like at the stick. So yeah. I'm like, boy, this looks like it should be there. But
Klinghoffer.
I don't know where they measure or judge or how with the quarterback. You're right. The rules are different for the quarterback. As soon as you start to kind of give yourself up, that's where they're supposed to mark you down. But then that's only with your feet, too. They don't necessarily make it with your head where you're trying to dive forward a little bit. But, I mean, I think the refs got it right with that spot, just shy of that first down marker, and then Andy Reid just plops it right out there, 4th-and-an-inch, and he's got his backup quarterback in the shotgun throwing a pass, the almost exact same play they used to win that game in Miami. Andy said it wasn't the same play. I've watched both plays numerous times. It's the same damn play, okay? Same play that they used against the Dolphins to ice that game, the Tyreek Hill on the sidelines. The only difference was Tyreek Hill didn't sit down after he caught it against the Dolphins like he did against the Cleveland Browns yesterday. And that's the Stones moment. That may be the that's probably the ballsiest call I've ever witnessed in Kansas City sports from a coach, man. I mean, that was, I'm trying to think of something that may be ballsier than what we saw yesterday, but I mean, that takes the cake for what Andy Reid did. Marty Schottenheimer would have tried to sneak there, and they would have got stuffed, and they would have lost the game, and that's the difference between playing to win a football game versus playing not to lose. Andy Reid played to win that football game yesterday, and he played to win that football game yesterday with Chad Henne, his backup quarterback. It's one thing if it's Patrick Mahomes, right? You're like, ah, that's Patrick and Tyreek. They do that all the time. That man did it with Chad Henne. That man put it all on the line with Chad Henne as his backup quarterback in the shotgun and went for it on 4th-and-1 with a pass to Tyreek Hill. I mean, it was an unbelievable coaching job by Andy Reid to do something like that.
I know backup quarterbacks are supposed to be ready at all times and all that stuff, but I mean, Chad Henne's talking about, on Saturday nights, we go over those plays and which ones we like the best, and that's the one I like.
Yeah,
too.
Sure. So we went with it. Yeah, everybody went with
you're
it.
Like, you're that ready that you're confident enough in your backup that he's got it.
Yeah, he's good. He's good to go.
He's going to run shotgun. And we're gonna
yeah.
We're gonna roll out to the right. Hopefully Tyreek's open. If not, you can run it.
Right.
And he can get to the edge, and that's where you're gonna run with your backup quarterback, huh? So Stonesy.
It's really
so great.
But I'll tell you this too, Josh. I'm glad coaches at times don't think like we do as fans, because I think if you polled every fan in Kansas City right now that watched that game yesterday, not one person was saying, you know what we ought to do? Have Henny in the shotgun.
No, I want to roll out the Tyreek Hill
and throw a pass on 4th and inches with the game essentially on the line. Because if you don't get it, you're turning it over right around midfield, right? And there's a minute to go or something like that. And Cleveland could have had the opportunity to go right down the field and score a touchdown. That could have been a demoralizing play. Not one fan would have said, you know what we need to do? We need to pass the football here. Hell no. At first, we were all like Tony Romo, like, oh, he's just going to try to draw him off sides. Oh, my God, he snapped the football. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's complete. The Chiefs win. Like, it was just like that series of emotions. Like, that's not supposed to happen. And that's why, for me, I look at Andy Reid again out-coaching his opponent, man. I mean, like, he out-coached Kevin Stefanski yesterday.
For sure.
I mean, there were moves in that game. Like, where was the running game by Cleveland in the first half? Non-existent. Why he challenged that Tyreek Hill catch, I have no idea.
Right in front of him.
Right in front of you. It was a clear catch. And then that last play, like, Andy Reid out-coached that guy again yesterday. And, you know, all the negativity and all the things we heard about Andy Reid coming in from Philadelphia, that guy has done an amazing job of taking what everybody perceived as his weaknesses and turning them into strengths right now. Because, you know, we don't talk about managing the clock or, you know, not playing to win or any kind of the stuff that Andy Reid had on his resume coming in. Everything that people said was a knock against him, boy, it sure seems like he's taken the 182 and has become a different head coach here in Kansas City. Now, Patrick Mahomes obviously is allowing you to do that, no question about it. But, I mean, my God.
But Patrick Mahomes, again, was not in yesterday.
And he's still
fully in your right to either step up, try to draw him off,
yeah,
and back off, step up. Henny can run the sneak. I mean,
sure,
tall and long.
Absolutely.
And you have him run the sneak. Or you just say, hey, punter, back him up.
Right.
And
exactly.
You've been fully justified. You're playing with your backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fully justified. Any of those options would have been fine.
Not Andy Reid.
No.
Yeah, not Andy Reid.
And you go roll out pass with your backup quarterback.
Right. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it. And
it's
again,
incredible.
That's the difference between playing to win the game and playing not to lose. Now, if that play doesn't work and Cleveland scores a touchdown and they win, everybody's crushing Andy Reid today for doing that. But I'll take the aggressive nature
because it is still on the defense end to make stops.
Absolutely, to make stops.
Which, for some reason, is always discounted in these kinds of things. Oh,
right.
Man, you gave it. How about the defense making a stop?
Make a stop.
For any team.
For anybody.
Those are always thrown out there as in, oh, you made this decision. Well, there's still time, and you still have the opportunity to stop what is going on.
Correct.
So, and the defense had played to a point where I was fully confident they were going to make the stop. Even if they punted that football, I'm like, okay, defense is, look at 17 points.
Yeah, they gave up 17 points. People act like the defense doesn't do its job. They gave up 17 points to an offense that was pretty darn good.
So I was like, okay, if you're putting this on the defense, fine. They probably won it.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah, I would imagine the defense won the game. Yeah.
Yeah, they wanted to have that game. So, yeah. You didn't need to, because Chad Henne throws the knockout punch.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's just insane, man. And again, it's moments like this during seasons where you look back and you go, okay, that's really where you start to feel like something was going in the right direction. And when Patrick went out of the game, I think everybody was scared. When Henne threw the interception with 8 minutes to go, that's the first time this season I went, we got ourselves a problem.
So I'm watching, and he throws that ball, and I'm like, oh, wow, he's going for it. Wow, wow. Oh,
there's nobody there.
I didn't see that center fielder there ready to make the catch. Lorenzo Cain calls off Alex Gordon and makes the play in center. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah,
that was that moment where you're like.
Yeah, even for me, I was like, oh, God.
1 o'clock, you better just keep running, man.
Yeah,
do we describe passes in the NFL as can of corn?
Yeah, because that really was a can of corn. Yeah,
it was so beautiful as it was in the air. Nice spiral. It's got some loft on it. Oh, wait, there's that guy waiting for it in the end zone. Darn near a fair catch.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like an interception brought to you by the parking spot.
Yeah. then it, yeah, I was with you. I was like, oh no, there's too much time. You can't close this game out.
And then there you go. You close the game out. Man, Tyrann Mathieu was special yesterday too. How good was he? I mean, he was so good yesterday. The interception obviously was big, but he made so many different plays. There was a play early on in the game where Cleveland tried to run a jet sweep, and we were joking, the three of us, in a text yesterday about Frank Clark doing a nice job setting the edge again. Where was he yesterday? But Tyrann Mathieu set the edge early on a Jarvis Landry jet sweep, and I don't know if you guys picked up on it. Like, he had the edge so far set, he basically had boxed Jarvis Landry in and didn't let the guy get to the outside. And then the next drive, the Chiefs ran a jet sweep that went for 42 yards because Myles Garrett crashed down below. Like, I thought Tyrann Mathieu was special yesterday, man. We'll sit here and we'll talk a lot about Chad Henne today, and we'll talk about Patrick Mahomes, and I'll go on record at 6:10 in the morning. I'll say he's playing on Sunday. I think it's be misguided if we didn't talk a lot about Tyrann Mathieu, because he was fantastic yesterday. I thought he did an amazing job yesterday with playing against the run, playing against the pass, making plays. Like, big time players step up in big time moments, and Tyrann Mathieu stepped up in a big time moment yesterday. He was the catalyst for that defense, and without him, they don't win that game, because the defense isn't that good without Tyrann yesterday.
Football's our game. Our job is winning.
There you go. We'll get an update on Patrick Mahomes as only Andy Reid can. And I bet Henny has some great dad jokes next.
Congrats, Chad, on the win and the play.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Collapse after, you know, a certain amount of time, and you know, I looked over at the sideline, felt I had a lot of running room, and you know, just try to make, you know, the first down, you know, as much as possible, and you know, put my head down. This team's giving me so much, so I put my body out there for them.
Yeah, whatever. I just run for first down, throw for.
There's no tomorrow. Let's go. Let's roll.
Throw for that first down.
I don't know what was more.
I'm Chad freaking Henne is what I am.
I don't know what was more impressive to me, the fourth down play or the third down run.
Yeah, I know. It was all great.
Because the second down play was a sack, obviously, which
third
Travis,
down play on the last set of downs, too.
Yeah. I mean, oh, God, yeah. Like, he was just brilliant yesterday. I mean, you couldn't have asked for anything more out of Chad Henne.
4:09 to go. You're like, Can you give us 4 minutes of stalling?
Yeah, probably.
Which is not easy to do.
No, not at all. Not at all. No, there was a 3rd and 4 with 3:21 with Mr. Williams.
I mean, the whole drive, though.
The whole thing.
He had 4:09 when he got the drive.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, 4:23 punt. Yeah.
And his play to Darrell Williams was good, too.
Darrell Williams was great yesterday. Another guy who's probably going to go down as an unsung hero. I mean, just, again, showing you how great Andy Reid is. You don't have Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Le'Veon Bell has been nothing since he's come here to Kansas City. And you go into this game yesterday, and Darrell Williams has 90 plus all-purpose yards in that game yesterday. And when he ran the ball, he was picking up 6 yards a clip. I mean, that guy was fantastic in yesterday's game. And again, that is a tribute to Andy Reid as the head coach of this football team, because every year it seems like we have a running back that you didn't hear of, you know, in a year prior, or was, as Andy said yesterday, like 3rd or 4th on the depth chart, and just keeps on grinding and keeps on, you know, sticking with it. Here he is in the playoff game. And it wasn't like they needed him late. They started it off with him.
He's like out there in the first offensive drive.
The first couple of plays, he's involved. And that first offensive drive was as good as I've seen the Chiefs have a drive, you know, this season. 10 plays right down there, got the touchdown, 5 runs, 5 passes. Williams is getting involved. I'm like, oh, we got ourselves a different gear here today with Williams out there running the football the way that he did. And he was just fantastic. He gave the Chiefs exactly what they needed out of that running back position yesterday, because Le'Veon Bell isn't the guy right now. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire now hopefully will be back for the championship game, but you needed somebody to step up, and he did, and he was great yesterday. So, I mean, again, another tribute to Andy Reid, just getting somebody ready to rock and roll that you never heard of before.
Playoff coverage brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. Henny, just happy to be here.
I just think just my personality. I'm always a competitor, and throughout the years, you know, if it, you know, went my way or didn't go my way, I just felt like I loved the game still. Love being around the locker room, and especially coming here, just enlightened me. I mean, Coach Reid and his staff and the players here just brought out a lot of me, and especially Patrick, to see all of his success. And he's helped me out more than I feel like I helped him. And it's just a pleasure to be here. And this is why I play. And I prepare each and every week to go out there and be the best me and, you know, just have fun with the guys.
I mean, he's an unbelievable story, too, because you might remember last year when Patrick Mahomes got hurt, Matt Moore was the guy they went to because Chad Henne was hurt at that point in time. Then Chad Henne got healthy, and he wasn't active for the Super Bowl. And I don't believe he was, like, real thrilled the fact that he wasn't active, you know, for the Super Bowl, and Matt Moore served as the backup in that game. But nobody knew about it. Nobody cared, really. You're the backup quarterback, whatever the case may be. We can move on with Chad Henne. But Chad Henne was such an important addition for the Kansas City Chiefs. And the old story goes, and you know, how old is an old story that's 2 years, but when he got to Kansas City and was taking his visit, you know, last year before the 2019 season, Andy Reid met with him and whatnot and called Veach and is like, do not let this guy leave the building without a contract. Like, they knew right then and there that Chad Henne was the guy that they wanted to be the backup quarterback, to kind of fill the role, and this is going to sound strange because it's not the same role, but kind of fill that role of Alex Smith, be that veteran guy inside that quarterback room. You got Patrick Mahomes, who's 24 years old. Go out and get somebody that's mature, somebody that's been around the league, somebody that's, you know, in their 30s or whatnot, a little kind of a veteran presence. And Chad Henne was the guy, and Andy Reid fell in love with him right from the start and decided, you know what, this is the guy we want. This is the guy we're going with. Get him in here. And it's those minor moves that don't get a lot of headlines that sometimes come back and really have an impact, as we've talked about with Mike Pinnell. We've talked about it with Remmers this year. And now we're going to see this week is going to be about the legend of Chad Henne. There's going to be more Chad Henne stories told and tales told and all that. He's going to join the drive at 2:15 today, but the Chad Henne stories are going to be coming out of the woodwork. But my favorite is Andy Reid knew right away, don't let this guy leave. Get a contract signed with him. And don't let him set foot outside the facility. And here we are 2 years later, and Chad Henne helps you win a playoff game.
That's right. So, yes, Henne takes over the exclusive 2:15 quarterback interview. We thought it was always with Patrick Mahomes, but no, it's Chad Henne.
It's Chad Henne today. Yes.
With the drive at 2:15.
Chad.
Hashtag anything is possible was taking off yesterday, yep, which is pretty fantastic.
Breaking T already has a t-shirt out this morning you can buy that says anything is possible.
And Henne knows little of this hashtag. He's going to be in that next commercial with that guy that's
the progressive father's commercial. Yeah.
Keeping you from being your parents.
That's right. Am I hashtagging?
Because Chad Henny's pretty much there.
Yeah, I mean, other than LinkedIn, I don't think hashtag Henne Given Sunny or Sunday or Henne Given Possible is going to show up on LinkedIn. But it's great for him to have confidence. Just like I said before, once I got in that huddle, everybody had confidence in me. You know, they were pushing for me, had my back, and this is a great team. It's a great opportunity to go out there and play with this team and, you know, come out with a victory.
I do need follow up on this LinkedIn thing. So basically, he probably had a resume up there for his like future career.
Probably,
right? He's got some like, I have a graduate degree, or you know,
right.
I took some extra classes, and I've been an apprentice in the NFL for the last 6 years.
Right.
He's got a resume up on LinkedIn, right?
Yeah,
have I found it yet?
I'm sure every Chiefs fan that is on
for
LinkedIn
for his post playing career, he's got a resume up there.
I'm sure every Chiefs fan that is on LinkedIn has already went there and given him a solid recommendation, because that's what you can do on LinkedIn. You can recommend people. You know, oh yeah, I worked with this guy. He did a really nice job. You should hire him, type of thing, right? I guarantee you Chad Henne's LinkedIn page right now has a bunch of Chiefs fans that have went and recommended Chad Henne for any job that he wants, because he deserves it after yesterday.
Everybody trying to make a connection with Henne on LinkedIn.
Right, yes.
Andy Reid after the game. So Patrick Mahomes was evaluated officially by the team, evaluated for a concussion,
uh-huh,
and then was out concussion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, we're just getting out of that. Beware of internet doctors.
Oh, God, yes. There's a lot of them
already
out there. All
the internet doctor experts that are telling you exactly what's going on. If somebody wants to tell you the protocol of how they go through it, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the definitive, I saw the play, and he's clearly suffered from those. Shut up.
Yeah, that's irresponsible. Darren Rovell, Clay Travis, both rolling out doctors that are
I hate that.
Are doctors, but you don't
know. From what I saw watching the CBS broadcast like you did, clearly he suffered a neural syndrome. Shut it.
You can't tell. If a doctor was not in the room evaluating Patrick Mahomes, his opinion, for all intents and purposes, is the same as all of ours. You're guessing at what you saw. Unless they have a doctor on who evaluated, which they don't because that's not allowed. If you have a doctor that evaluated Patrick Mahomes coming on and was in that room yesterday, okay, that's one thing. But if you're rolling out, you know, football doctors and internet doctors the guy you go to see for your sore knee, and he's telling you it's not a credible source because they did not evaluate the patient. And so anybody who's rolling out a quack today, the patient. What does it mean for the patient? Well, I don't know. I didn't see the patient. So
I told you that drop would come in handy, right?
Anybody that's rolling out a quack today to talk about this is irresponsible, in my opinion. It is 100% irresponsible to have a doctor talk about Patrick Mahomes' injury when you weren't in there. And that goes for all the injury. I'm not just saying this because it's Patrick Mahomes. No. Rolling out these doctors that are these experts on this stuff who haven't evaluated the patient is irresponsible. Yeah, it is reckless.
There was one that was like the immense steps it will take to get him ready. For the how do you know?
How do you? Because I talked to somebody that I trust yesterday. And they go, we think it'll be fine.
Yeah, Andy Reid after the game was terrifically Andy Reid.
Obviously, Pat was injured and had to come out. He got hit in the back of the head and kind of knocked the wind out of him and everything else with it. So we took him out. He's doing great right now, which is a real positive. As we looked at this, passed all the deals that he needed to pass.
There you go.
And so we'll see where it goes from here.
Can I get t-shirt says passed all the deals?
How many people did you hear from yesterday that sent you messages or asked questions or like passed all the deals?
Yeah, passed all the deals.
What does that mean? Like I heard from numerous
terrifically
people.
Terrifically vague.
Oh,
awesome. Just thumbs up to Andy Reid. Like you're giving yourself.
I've heard enough.
You're giving yourself the. It wasn't really a concussion. He had to go on the concussion protocol. I mean,
He passed all the deals.
So he passed all the deals is the official statement on the Mahomes injury, and I love it.
And you know what? That's something I'm probably going to use for the rest of my life if somebody passed all the deals.
I don't know. What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
So Andy Reid will give further update his exclusive noon press conference live today right here on 610 Sports Radio with the latest on passing all the deals.
That's right.
What's the deal?
coming up at...
What's the deal with passing the deals?
Man.
So internet quack out there is going to be telling you what it is. Meanwhile, Andy Reid just told you what it is. He passed all the deals.
All the deals. I don't know what more you need.
So a lot of people got worked up about a shove of the sidelines. We'll discuss and we'll shout it out. 913-576-7610. Anything you want to discuss, we'll shout it out next.
Doctor?
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 Doctor.
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 And doctor.
Well.
Fesco in the morning. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound. Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
You know, scramble, that's all heart. Like that, those are the moments that lift us. You know, that those are the moments that build confidence. And you know, I have to make those plays all the time. You know, we got great coaches. They always put us in great positions. I think when it comes down to it, you know, our players showed a lot of heart today.
That's Tyrann Mathieu, and certainly the defense did. There's going to be a lot of quarterback talk, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Patrick Mahomes going out. You have Chad Henne coming in. You're able to hold off. But you have a Chiefs defense that all but a short little blip played terrific.
They were really good yesterday.
Gave up 17 points.
Yep.
And the cool part, Bob, was so they had a little bit of a slide, right? Where you're like, okay, this could be that point.
Just that wave of the game, you know? It's just a wave of emotions during a game.
You know who sensed it?
Who?
Steve Spagnuolo.
Oh, yeah?
He grabs everybody, the entire defense. Usually they're all sitting in their position groups along the sideline.
Josh,
right?
Of course, on the sidelines as the sideline reporter for the Chiefs this year.
And he they're kind of doing their thing, and all of a sudden he's like, hey, everybody. And he gathers the entire defense, which is kind of rare during a game to do that.
Right.
And so I got the headphones off. I'm trying to duck my head in here. Little bit easier this year. Obviously, 75,000, no chance.
Right.
A little bit
again,
easier this year.
You would be on the sidelines if it was a normal year, too, so you could probably
maybe be able to hear. But even then, it's probably still kind of loud. So I'm trying to hear. I'm trying to read lips. And I'm so he's kind of going through a few things. And then he looks at the guys and he goes, bottom line, guys, we have to tackle better. He's like, that's it. We have to tackle better. And it's like, all right, everybody, he gets the hand up. He's like, all right, let's break. And then he breaks, and then they go and play defense again. It was, like, amazing. Like, when coaches sense, like, it's almost like calling the timeout or
right.
getting teed up or whatever, basketball, or at the appropriate time, it's amazing. Spags it again, like, and then that was it. Like, just go tackle better. Like, we got the right calls. You guys are doing the right things. Just don't let this – basically, it was at that point, it's like, don't let Chubb run away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And you got this.
Sure.
And it was just one of those moments like, wow, that's a coach right there. Cause he sensed when they needed the little pep talk, gave him the little pep talk, and then went out there and finished off the game.
You know, I'm sitting here smiling as you tell that story, cause no one else is going to be able to share that story today because of where you are during the games as the sideline reporter. And it's stuff like that. It's those little moments throughout a course of a game that drastically kind of changed the game up a little bit. And I'd ask you, you know, what point of the game that was, but you're old and you probably don't remember. But what happened after
that? I'd have to go back to the tape because I did relay it on the broadcast, but I don't know. To be perfectly honest, my notes ended at Patrick's injury yesterday,
pretty much.
I was like, okay, I'm done lugging the game here. I'll catch up on that later. It became like Patrick
but
watch.
But do you remember what happened, like at what point of the game that was where they decided to do that or where Spags did that? And what happened afterwards? Like, how did the defense respond to him doing that? Because if you look at it, the defense responded and they went out there and they made plays, then, hey, man, that's coaching. Again, we talk about Andy Reid out coaching folks, but Steve Spagnuolo understands how to win in the playoffs as a defensive coordinator, as he's had Super Bowl rings. Now, he's got multiple Super Bowl rings as a defensive coordinator in this league, so he knows what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I don't know if it was – I should have probably written down exactly when it was. I did say it on the broadcast, but I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was a little bit longer offensive drive because they didn't go right back out there. It was so there was a little bit of a drive, but it might have been the interception one. I'm not positive, but it was just one of those moments like, wow, they don't do that often. They usually like he bounces around from he's with the safeties for a moment, and then he's with the linebackers, and he might go to the defensive line, but then I hadn't seen him to this point to my recollection gather the entire defense and go give him a little pep talk.
Right, I mean,
and Spags just kind of started off with a small package.
And that to me is really like a key moment because we hear all the time from fans, well, they need to flip the spread. They need to yell at these guys. No, they don't need to do that because that doesn't need to work. What does work are those moments that you pick and choose. If this was something that he'd been doing all season long, all right, guys, we need to tackle it. Like nobody buys into that. But when you do it in certain moments and pick and choose your spots, it carries a ton of weight. And clearly yesterday, Steve Spagnuolo rallied the troops and got him out there to go tackle better. And they gave up 17 points. Nice. And we heard about a running game all week from the Cleveland Browns. And the Chiefs did a very nice job of shutting it down. Whether Stefanski didn't call the right plays, that's not my discussion. That's what they're having in Cleveland today. But to me, this defense did a great job of shutting down a run defense that everybody told us coming into the game was going to run roughshod all over the Chiefs. And the Chiefs pretty much held those guys in check until late in the game.
I'm glad I'm pushing the right buttons. I'm not sure I always do that. My wife might not say that.
They get in yesterday, Coach. They get in yesterday. Let's shout it out. 913-576. 7610 brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. They are simply the best.
Check them out at southlandtow.com. Mention 610, get 10% off. And the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line is open. Ryan, what we got on there today?
785 says Lil Bow Wow critique for maskless Houston concert.
Yeah, I saw that.
Actually, he's just Bow Wow now. He's not Lil Bow Wow.
That was a rager down there in Houston. That place was packed. The only thing it was missing was like foam, which I wanted for my wedding, a foam party. My wife vetoed that.
I told you that sounds like a swingers thing.
I don't know. I thought it would have been fun.
Huh. Queen Latifish is how this says, believable as the equalizer. Queen Latifah.
They're rebooting the Equalizer?
You haven't seen that?
I have not.
Oh, that's right. I was like, well, were you not watching football yesterday? You were busy.
I missed that. Yeah, I didn't see that yesterday. My wife saw a commercial yesterday that had been running all football season for the first time yesterday. Now I'm trying to figure out what it is. And she's laughing. I'm like, it's the first time you've seen that commercial? She goes, oh, yeah. I'm like, that's because you're buried in Facebook.
Like, do I believe that she could kick my ass? Yes.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
I don't know if she's like Denzel level equalizer. Like, he set a very high bar for being a badass.
Queen Latifah, they'll be good, though. I think that's fun. I like her.
She will kick your ass. You may want to text C-Dot. He has a couple of doctors on speed dial that he always has on after injury.
My opinion is the doctors who weren't in the locker room don't
know
what they're talking
about. I'm not
about,
interested in listening to Dr. David Chow.
I'm
cool with time frames. I think The Athletic wrote up a piece like, here's what happens, like give you the protocols of if he's in the concussion protocol, what has to happen.
I'm fine with that.
I'm good with that. But what I saw was, and you saw him wobble when he got up, I don't want your analysis of that.
Right. Because it's not real.
No.
It is an opinion. And I think at a time like this with a concussion to a quarterback or to anybody, quite honestly, speculating on what you saw and what you think it is, to me, it's irresponsible.
816 says, what are some of your fears? Mine is, I don't want to die on the crapper. That would be embarrassing.
That is a good fear. I was going to give an actual fear, but
who
obviously
cares
that
if
was,
you're embarrassed well, at that I mean, point.
You want to go in a dignified way, my man.
Yeah, but that you're not going to have all your affairs in order. Like, who's clear in your browser history when you go, Bob? Have you settled that up yet?
Well, I mean, I got nothing in there that anybody could look at my browser history right now. I wouldn't care.
Well, there's...
Yeah. So I have no issue with that at all.
No, no, no. My brother Josh and I, we have an agreement.
I don't want to
clear my browser history.
That's funny.
And that is pretty good.
That's funny that you guys have discussed it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't want to drown.
Drown?
Yeah. That's why I have fear of drowning.
Unlike Indiana Jones, I hate snakes.
Okay.
Like a pit of snakes, like in that, like, oh, season 4 of Cobra Kai.
My biggest fear right now is I'm not going to be there to walk either of my daughters down the aisle. That's my biggest fear right now.
That's like real stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't want to crash the party with something real.
I'm over here talking about a pit of snakes.
I'm not afraid to fly, but like if I will not get on that Ferris wheel of Cheels. I'm scared to death of things like that.
I've ridden it once. It's terrifying.
Right. I went on there one time and then I went, I'm off. No way. Stop moving. Do not move. I'm breaking out in a cold sweat.
Get me
sweat.
Off this Ferris wheel at Shields.
Yes.
I have to make it to walk my daughter's.
Correct.
That was your thought process?
That part was, but I rode up. We rented bikes when we were out on a baseball trip one time in San Francisco and rode across the Golden Gate Bridge. I never rode so fast in my entire life because I was scared to death being in a situation like that. But like if I go up in like the Empire State Building or the Sears Tower or something like that, I'm not scared of that. But like Ferris wheels, rides, new way.
816 wants to know whatever happened to the Snuggle Bear. Snuggle Bear show.
I think it'll be back for Valentine's Day, right? We're getting close to Valentine's Day.
No, the bear from the dryer.
Oh, Snuggle.
Sheets.
That's still around, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I use the Snuggle Super Fresh.
You poke it in the stomach and it goes, hee hee.
My brand doesn't have a bear.
What's
Yeah, yours just has dryer sheets. It's got some old woman with a cigarette.
That's right.
Use these.
They can't afford any. Just print.
Zappy the anti-static weasel.
Now, that would be fantastic.
913, I'm terrified of quicksand. I was led to believe there would be way more quicksand.
I was, too, when we were kids, man. Like, I had the Star Wars, like... set with the quicksand in it, and you could put the guys down the quicksand. Like,
was that the Sarlacc pit?
I don't remember what it was now. But where the hell has all the quicksand gone? Like, you're right, Ryan. When we were kids, man, we were led to believe that quicksand was everywhere.
I mean, at the least possible, like the least opportune time, you would run into quicksand.
Yes.
I thought that was going to be life.
What happened to all the quicksand?
No, it's a legit question. What a scam. We were scammed with quicksand.
I know. I was also led to believe, like, by 80s pop culture that I'd be doing a lot of, like, shaving with an electric razor in my car.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work either, no.
Never seen anybody doing that. Like, and they're running late, and they're like...
You just don't shave.
Doing that.
Where have you ever had a go, like, that you were in a complete rush like that? You had to emergency shave. Have you ever had to emergency shave?
No.
Oh my God, it's an emergency. Where's my razor?
Seems like Bruce Willis was doing it every other movie.
Yeah, it's true.
And where's all the quicksand?
And the quicksand, that's true.
Everybody knows where the quicksand is.
Have you ever encountered quicksand?
No, it's a legit question.
It's like all these razor blades and apples. I've never seen one of those either.
Yeah, exactly.
And you want to know what? If I got to hear one more damn story about how people are giving away free weed gummies, and then I get disappointed every year without weed gummies.
Yeah, when was the last time somebody did that?
Nobody's giving away free drugs.
That's just the media trying to scare people. And if you are giving away free weed gummies, you're a dope.
I know. That's better than the full candy bar house. You tell everybody about that house.
They got the free weed gummies down there on Smith Street. Get there.
That is today's edition of Shout It Out. If you know where the...
And then you'll need the full candy bar.
Quicksand went or other things. 913-576-7610. The text line remains open for you. Another major reason players love to play for Andy Reid. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
I take full responsibility for the long interception. That one, that was my...
What?
That's on me, and I'm proud of Chad and the way he handled everything. And, you know, he probably said it best when he said, listen, you know, this team is unbelievable when somebody has to come in and make them feel comfortable. And, you know, that's what team's all about. So, I'm proud of the way he handled things. So, with that, time's yours.
One less interception on Chad Henne's docket. You take it off his Pro Football Reference page, and
please,
you give it
do.
Right to Andy Reid.
You know, minor thing that took place yesterday with Andy Reid taking blame for that interception, but that is just one of those little things that make him a guy that people love and people want to play
for.
Calling the play,
should have never put Chad in a position to throw the ball.
That's exactly right. I should never have put him in position to have to throw that ball. It was a bad play call by me. And look, everybody knows that was not a good pass by Chad.
Can
Henne,
of
right?
corn.
It was really pretty.
It was a nice floater, and it looked like the nice shot to center field that Lorenzo Cain makes in front of the warning track. And you call it the end of the third in April or something like that, right?
I got it.
Yep. Stay away.
Here's
everybody
a drive.
Backs
it's
away.
Back. It's way back. It's caught at the track.
Right. Yeah. And so that's the type of pass that it was.
Yep.
And I appreciate Andy Reid saying it because that's his MO. And that's why guys want to play here in Kansas City, because he's not going to sell you out. I mean, we've talked about it a couple of times, Josh, this year. Coaches selling their players out. It may have even been that cab driver
Bruce
in
Arians.
Tampa. Yeah, that guy. Right. Like he's down there. Former Uber driver Bruce Arians. I think we did talk about him selling out Tom Brady, right? And we're like, boy, Andy Reid doesn't do anything like that. And we hadn't heard Andy Reid. I mean, the team went 14-1 this year. You didn't hear a whole lot of, you know, people talking about, you know, mistakes or anything like that with Andy Reid. And he didn't have to take the blame for a loss or anything like that. So, you know, we hadn't heard a lot of, you know, this one's on me. But it's moments like that where you get up in front of the media and you just take all the bullets for your quarterback like that. Like, that's what you do as a leader. That's how you lead. When everything goes well, you give credit to everybody else. And when things go bad and things aren't right, you take all the blame. That's like leadership 101. And there's a lot of coaches in this league who don't have it. And Andy Reid clearly does. And I thought that was just like a big moment yesterday. He wasn't even asked about the interception. He just brought it up, took the blame right away, diffused everybody. So what happened on that Chad Henne interception? Like, nobody had to fire that question at him. He just legitimately took all the blame for it. And again, to me,
are people asking questions like that?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, there's a couple of them out there.
Hey, how about a Chad Henne? Let me tell you about that Henne interception.
But I think to me that's just a tiny little thing in a big picture world, obviously,
aggressive.
That makes Andy Reid just better than everybody else because he took all the blame for that interception, and nobody even questioned Henne about it, I don't think.
It was probably, you know, I gave him the free rein to throw the ball deep. I mean, what do you want from him?
Correct. I mean, he threw bad pass.
Did he spit on that thing?
I gave him the green light to do it. I guess I should have told him not to do it.
Although next time, if he's ever got to play again, we're not playing that play.
Standing in the end zone waiting for it.
It's on me.
So, Chad Henne, one less pick today.
That's right. Take it off
Andy Reid, one more pick today. But everybody was kind of making sure they accepted their share of the blame. You remember the sack that Henne took before he made the third and 14 run.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce took the blame for that.
I have to hear the whole play, and I screwed up and ran the wrong route, and we took a sack because of it. So I literally almost lost us the game right there. But we had a gutsy play caller, and the guy back there throwing the rock and running the rock was a gutsy guy as well. So we found a way to win, but on that third down or the second down when we took the sack, I missed a call in the huddle. So that one's definitely going to sit in not too well with me.
He ran down the field and then Henny took the sack and he put his hands on his head and he bent over and I was like, okay, did he not release the right direction to give the quarterback a chance? That's what it looked like anyway from the get-go, and apparently that was it. He's like, I ran the wrong route.
Yeah, so you saw him right away after the play was over, like he knew he had done something like wrong.
It felt like his reaction was, I didn't put my quarterback in the best spot to have an outlet for him.
Sure.
To avoid a sack.
You wonder how many times with Patrick Mahomes like that happens, but he just makes a play and you never hear about something like that happening, because he wasn't the only one yesterday. You were telling us off the air about Le'Veon Bell. Like, they ripped him out of the game right away, which seemingly was something that, you know, why he's not playing has been a question.
Get
that
a lot of
questions. Had,
why not
right?
more Le'Veon Bell? I took a friend of mine was texting during the game. Same thing. Like, why don't they use Le'Veon Bell? I'm like, there's just not the trust factor. There's not. And Darrell Williams is the guy they trust,
mm-hmm.
and the guy that runs the plays. So Darrell Williams starts the game yesterday, right? And they use him on the first drive. Second drive, Le'Veon Bell comes in.
Again, Josh is the sideline reporter for the Chiefs this year with the games being on 106.5 The Wolf. Josh is the sideline reporter for the official broadcast of the Chiefs. He's with Mitch and Danon for all the games.
So first play that Le'Veon Bell's in the game, it's a pass play. Mahomes is a little bit of trouble, kind of rolls out to his right, and he fires it out there. There's two receivers out there. I think it was Bell and Kelsey,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of goes in between them at a depth in between them. And as the ball's going, Bell's looking back like, where'd who go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, did he not know that he was the outlet there, or was he just – and so they take him out after the first play. And right away, Eric Bieniemy's got him, and they're going over stuff. I'm like, he doesn't fit.
Yeah.
He doesn't have it. He doesn't have a grasp of it. Doesn't know. It just clearly looks like that's why they're not using him.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably got a select amount of plays that he can run, and that's it. So don't expect there to be anything like large about his playbook, right?
Right. Sure.
It is what it is mm-hmm. right now. As much as I hate that phrase, it is what it is right now. So, yeah, this was another game where you're like, Clyde Edwards-Helaire's not out. This is going to be a Le'Veon Bell game. He had, what, two carries and one pass?
Yeah, not much.
Target?
Right, yeah, not
he's
much. Not,
he's not an option.
No,
he's not an option for this team.
He really isn't an option for this team. And, I mean, you can tell, and Andy always, well, he's a good kid. I mean, like, that's what he kind of leads with when he talks
and
about
the, man,
Bell.
I wish we had him. I wish we had him the entire year. Almost right. like you can't catch up.
But I think what it also does goes to show you, you know, we think it's just automatic, guys can switch teams and whatnot, how hard it is to switch a team in the NFL. And we see what's going on with Le'Veon Bell right now here in Kansas City, just as a running back. You only really have to know your position as the running back. This is why it is so hard for quarterbacks to develop in this football league when you constantly are changing head coaches and offensive coordinators and voices that are talking to these guys, because the language changes. I mean, yeah, Le'Veon Bell came over mid-season from the Jets. He left a situation that he'd been in for a couple of years with that offensive coordinator, coupled in with the fact of what he did in Pittsburgh and learning that offense there. The man's on his third offense in the last three, and then had a year off. I mean, so
it's not even a knock on him, because we've been told how difficult this offense is to pick up.
Sure.
And at a running back spot, it might be more difficult, because you're not just running the ball, but you're when the quarterback's in trouble, where do you go?
Right.
Where do you find? And that's a nice nuance that this offense has, right? Travis Kelce has a knack for that.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Watkins has a knack for that. We've seen Tyreek Hill at times have the knowledge of where to be when the play breaks down. That was like an instance there where, like, well, he hasn't experienced this enough to know
Correct.
Where he's supposed to be when the play breaks down. So they bring him out right away. Eric Bieniemy kind of talks to him. You got to do this, and then kind of barely saw him.
He didn't see him much after that.
It's just not a fit.
No, it's not working. And if Andy Reid is right, like, you'd like to see him from day one. What would have happened from day one if you had him here? Maybe it's a little bit different story, but he's a guy that you look at and you say, probably not coming back for another tour here in Kansas City, you know, when this is all said and done. But maybe he does. Maybe they like him enough to give him that opportunity and say, if we can get a full offseason with Le'Veon Bell,
you can pick up this offense and be valuable in it.
You could be, but he hasn't so far. And, you know, I'm not sitting here trying to excuse make. We're just given the reality of what the situation is, of how hard it is to come in during the year and all of a sudden assimilate yourself and become a playmaker.
Meanwhile, it got personal to the tune of 6 carries for 32 yards, did have a touchdown.
Right.
And 1 catch for 2 yards.
Right. Yeah,
for Kareem Hunt. They didn't use him yesterday. That was bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know if that was something that was on him or if it was on the coaching staff, but for a guy who was taking it personal, he really didn't show up until the second half of that ball game.
Yeah, if it's a guy taking it personal, get him the ball.
Yeah, why would you give him the football? Like, if I had a guy on my team that was that fired up for a game, and maybe he got to the point, though, Josh, where he was just too fired
maybe.
Up. You know, sometimes you get to that point where you let it consume you and you just wear yourself down.
He's going to try too hard?
Try too hard,
maybe
fumble the
meant
football.
Maybe he was going to take a personal day.
Maybe, because, you know.
I'm just going to take a day off.
Yeah, the him sleeping after PTO the touchdown, it looked like he was tired. Right? Very tired after
don't
that.
Don't use it, you lose
that's
it.
Right. Right, so, all right, fine. I'll just take
some comp time.
He had like a half day left, so he took the first half off of that game yesterday.
Instagram cutout. He said, I'm going to take a personal day.
Right. Oh, that's what it was. We misinterpreted what he had to say. Right. So he was non-existent for the first half, which I thought was a mistake by Cleveland, because once they did start to commit to the run in the second half, Kareem Hunt, I think they had 6 carries in the first half of that game. And now I understand, look, you're playing from behind at that point, but even still, that is your strength, right? And the weakness of the Chiefs allegedly is not being able to stop the run. I would have pounded the rock all afternoon. I'm tired of telling coaches how to beat the Chiefs. Start listening, man. Nobody listens.
You can also not tell them.
Well, I know.
It doesn't matter.
They're not listening.
But I feel like I have more options to beat the Chiefs than a lot of other teams do.
Yeah, I think you and I come up with better game plans for it on a weekly basis than a lot
of
these other coaches do.
That's an example. We've seen it before. The Chiefs make teams go away from themselves.
Yeah, they
do. The Browns went away from themselves again.
Right.
They did not accentuate their advantage in this game, which was running the football. Mm-hmm. Chiefs stuffed it a couple times early, and then
they went away from it. They
were 21st in the NFL in rushing yards.
Yeah, like I said, they ran 6 times in the first half of that game. I mean, you got to continue to stay with what works, what you do well. You've got a two-headed monster. Running wears the team down. When they started running, you could see the defense got tired out there in the second half. I mean, they were talking about it on the game. Look, they look gassed right now. Go for it.
I suppose you could make the argument. I mean, Chiefs, not exactly world beaters when it comes to stopping the pass either. If there's one thing that you think the Browns are going to do, it's going to be run the ball a lot. So I guess I can understand the element of shock and surprise by, hey, this team that we thought was going to run 40 times isn't doing that.
I'll take Baker Mayfield throwing 37 times every day.
I will too. I mean, and
I'm with you though. Like it does feel like we've gone to extremes to tell other people how to beat the Chiefs. None of them listen.
None of them listen. I mean, it's especially, you know, once Patrick Mahomes went out, you know, you had the opportunity to gain the momentum, and they did a little bit, obviously, in that game. They were able to pick up some momentum. But in that first half of the game, man, you know, yeah, you're down 7-0 or 6-0, you know, right off the get-go right there with that first touchdown that the Chiefs put on the board. But you don't go away from what works. You run the football, run the football. Yeah.
Even at halftime, they take plenty of time. On the clock.
Yeah, enough time on the clock. And the thing is, the running game, when you have success in it, it's death by 1,000 paper cuts. You know, it's just one after another after
another.
And
gonna,
it's frustrating, and it frustrates the defense.
And if you're going to throw the ball, you can throw it to Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he was
really good.
He had
one catch for 2 yards.
He was a non-factor in yesterday's game.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty, a radio.com sports station. It is a Red Monday brought to you by Comcast. And that means Derek Johnson's going to join us coming up at 7:30. Danon Hughes at 8:30. Bill Moss will join Cody and Gold at 11. They'll also have the exclusive Andy Reid press conference at noon today with the latest on Patrick Mahomes at noon today live here on 610 Sports Radio. And then the quarterback at 2:15. Normally Patrick Mahomes, today will be one Chad Henne, who's joining the drive exclusively this afternoon at 2:15 here on 610 Sports Radio. Also be listening Wednesday and Thursday, because guess what?
What's that?
We got more playoff tickets to give away.
Oh,
my God.
That's right. Be listening Wednesday and Thursday between 8:30 and 9. Every 5 minutes, we're going to get somebody registered to win playoff tickets for the AFC Championship game.
I like that. That is a good deal.
Let's do it. That's coming up Wednesday and Thursday, 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Every 5 minutes, someone's going to get registered, so we have another pair of tickets to give away.
Can't wait to root on my local football team.
We could say the Chiefs were the official broadcast partner of the Chiefs.
Oh, we don't have to say local football team?
No, we're the official broadcast partner of the Chiefs right now. So, yeah, they're hooking us
for
up
your
for tickets.
Chance to watch the local team go for the big one.
That's right, here on 610
What's that
Sports
too?
Radio.
It's that, too.
Yes, yeah. It depends on, you know, the legalese. But, yeah, there you go, and it's a
faith in Henne after Patrick Mahomes goes out in looked at for a concussion, then ruled out due to concussion officially by the team yesterday. They stayed the course. Travis Kelce says they had to buy into Chad Henne?
Nothing changed, man. Nothing changed. Chad came in and uplifted us. We uplifted him, and we just rallied together, man. And that's what this team did, offensively, defensively, special teams. We circled the wagon and got a little bit tighter as a group and found a way to win against a good football team.
No time to panic. It was just Henne time.
It's definitely a big adrenaline rush. Obviously, you never want to see a guy like Patrick go down. Obviously, you know, one of the best players in the league, but that's why I'm here, you know, come in prepared. There's a lot of great players around me, that made me feel confident and, you know, just went in there and try to take what the defense gave me and make some plays while doing that.
Thank goodness he played in week 17 too. And he even mentioned it. He's like, you know, it was beneficial, especially when you haven't played for a while, get the feel of the pocket and the rush and what have you. It's like you don't play. You don't use it, you lose it. You can't replicate that. So he's like, week 17 was really beneficial.
Yeah.
In that regard. Thank goodness he played then.
I mean, that's why Andy did it. You never know what's going to happen with injuries over the course of the postseason, over the course of the regular season. Guys need to be ready to go. And, you know, if Chad doesn't get into that game and doesn't play that game, when was the last time he had serious playing time in the NFL, right? So he had to have that opportunity to go out there. And it was a smart play by Andy Reid. Everybody who was sitting there going, this is ridiculous. These guys are going to be rusty after not playing in a while. Now they're going, hey, did you think of that move by Andy Reid? That was great, getting Chad Henne in the game, getting the rust off of him so he could go out there and play in the postseason. And so it looks like a genius move now when you look at hindsight 2020, still the right move to play all those guys in week 17 and not play any of the starters. But it was so beneficial now for Chad Henne to have to go out there and play. And could you imagine being him going from like one of the most plum jobs in all of sports to actually having to play? Like, oh my God, I'm Patrick Mahomes' backup. I'll never play. I'll collect the check. Everything will be great. I'll be fine. Not going to get hurt. Oh my God, Patrick went down. I've got to get in there and play in a playoff game. And then went out there and played the game of his life. You know, I don't know what Chad Henne's career has been like other places or anything like that, but to me, like, that's the game
sub-optimal
of your life.
Probably.
So
some decent moments,
but I mean that third and 14 run and the pass.
Checked his LinkedIn page out, I'll tell you.
In a playoff game though, with those stakes, with a team that
Like you took the 6-seed Miami Dolphins to the playoffs and had a chance to upset somebody. This was like you are now coming in for the greatest quarterback the world has ever seen on a team that has Super Bowl expectations, and anything short will be a disappointment. And you got to go out there and hold on to this lead. Go for it, son. What? Yeah.
And go make a play. And I can't stop watching that dive.
The two plays that he made back to back. Play? I mean,
yeah, I can't stop watching that running play. Like
third and 14,
he just hurled himself towards the marker. It's fantastic.
I mean, third and 14, you get 13.9 yards, and then fourth and one to ice the game. You're in shotgun, and you throw a complete pass to Tyreek Hill. It was unbelievable. Those two plays back-to-back, we talk about the stones that Andy Reid had on that play. What about the stones of Chad Henne, too? Because what other backup quarterback is doing something like that in that situation? He started to run, and I got off the couch, and I'm screaming, oh, my God, he's going to get
gonna
it.
Make it.
Like, I expected them to, you know, maybe gain a couple of yards, give him a little bit better spot, and he's going to get the first down. Down on this. Oh, he was just
spot,
short, but
whatever.
Hey, whatever. They got it on the next play. But I mean, like Chad Henne yesterday, man, that's the MVP of the game. There's no question about it.
So they have faith in Henne.
The MVC, maybe.
And did he win the Nick Award?
The MVP, the Nickelodeon Mick Value
Trubisky
Player
Award, the honorary Mick Trubisky. The team also needs to have some faith in Butker.
Yeah.
Because, it's nerve-wracking whenever he lines up now, isn't it?
It wasn't for a while, and then he missed that extra point.
Then I said, hey, he's not missing field goals. Well, he missed a field goal.
Yeah, 4 points he cost him yesterday. You get those 4 points, that last couple minutes of the game is a lot easier to deal with.
The momentum, like, lost on that extra point miss.
Yeah.
I've always said the 6-0 lead's the worst lead.
Oh, it's a terrible lead.
When it's two field goals, it's even worse, because it's like, oh, I'll just... The team scores a touchdown, gets the extra point, and you're good.
Right.
But you have that march down the field.
Which was a great opening drive.
Place is rocking.
Yeah.
And you miss the extra point.
Right.
Like, come on.
That's deflating.
And then a missed field goal, and it just looks – it's – I wish it was automatic. It's not automatic.
No. And
it doesn't feel automatic. The tension is there every time that he lines up at this point in time. You can't do anything about it this year now. Other than like
hope.
keep swinging, man. Keep swinging that foot. Keep practicing. Do what you have to do. But it is nerve wracking watching him kick.
My wife's convinced it's the punter's fault. Like the holder doesn't hold the ball the right way. I'm like, no, we got to stop this. It's the
kicker. I will say
right?
Did you let her know Dave Tobe you know, the coach, the coach of special teams. He said, like, I don't know, five times this year, Tom, he's doing a great job with that.
You ever try to reason with your wife, Ryan?
They work all that stuff on the sidelines during a game, though, too. But I don't know if it's, you know, any different. Like, they were holding, they was holding more after that. But because they're always working, those, the snapper and the punter and the kicker, they're all doing their thing on the sidelines. But I don't know who's to blame, but.
Well, it's the kicker. He's the ultimate.
But the kicker's the one that misses it, right? Yeah. So whatever you want to do, the lining it up, the win, what have you. It's nerve wracking right now. It shouldn't be, man. The guy was so automatic for so long,
right? And now he's not. And I, you're right, Josh. There's
big four points he left.
Huge 4 points. You score those 4 points, it's, you're not sweating the end of the game. Yes. It's a 9-point lead. It's a 2-possession game with 4 minutes to go. You've got the thing wrapped up. And so for me, I look at it and say, there's nothing you can do right now. Obviously, you're in the, you know, where are you going to go get a kicker, right? You can't do that right now. But I would 100% be bringing in kickers this offseason and making
him.
Make him earn his job back. Because right now, from a fan standpoint, and it may be completely different inside that locker room where they all have faith and it's not a big deal for them. But from a fan standpoint, to see him miss those kicks, that, you know, I'm starting to think to myself, are we going to blame this game on a kicker again? And you know, we were getting to that point where, man, if you don't start making your kicks here and this team ends up losing, people are going to turn on Harrison Butker, and it is going to be the kicker's fault. He has got to make those extra points, because I'm with you. The 6-0 lead sucks. It's terrible. Yeah. You feel like it's deflating, man. Especially the way you started. It's only 6-0. You got to find a way to kick that thing through the uprights, man. It's unacceptable right now.
We don't realize exactly how special this stat is. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.